Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show.
I'm excited about today's meet and greet participant. Her name is Rika. And Biggie has been chatting with her and just says she's delightful. She's on the line now. She's been listening for 3 years, she says. Hello, Rika. It is nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, man.
So, Rika, how did you come to this show 3 years ago?
Actually, I just moved up here from Florida, and I was trying to, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going through the radio stations, learning the new radio stations, and I just heard you laughing. And your laugh is just so freaking contagious. I was like, let me see why he's laughing.
Look at this.
And then ever since then, I've been listening.
Is she great or what? Fantastic.
Wow.
So nice. Now, your job is a FedEx driver.
Yes.
Is it?
Well,
I'll tell you.
There's an elephant in the room here, Rika.
Now, right. I hate to do this, but Biggie has been critical of his FedEx driver because... Well, there you have it. There you have it. They leave packages all over the place where he doesn't want to go.
That's
get.
Right. Rika, I want you to change my mind.
Right.
Okay. I'm probably the wrong driver to change your mind, but go ahead.
Yes, right. Now, or do you leave a package in pristine condition exactly where it's supposed to be? I assume you do.
I don't know about pristine, but I leave the package.
That's right.
Okay.
Is it? What's the most difficult part of your job?
Delivering with dogs in the neighborhood.
Yep.
That's the most difficult because you might have somebody's dog come from way across the street, and all you just see is butt and elbows because I'm out of there.
That's right. I don't blame you. Do you carry any kind of protection against dogs?
Doggy treat.
Yeah.
That's why the only two protections.
That's it. That's
smart.
That's all you can do. Exactly. That I've heard many say that that's difficult. You know, when you go into an area or a house with dogs.
Yes. I have a question for you, Rika. We've had many stories here lately where, of course, somebody thinks you're a trespasser when you're delivering. Have you ever run into that where somebody's, you know, you're delivering a package to them, but they come running out of the house yelling, "Get off my property."
Oh, yeah. You just go with both your hands up like, you know, you're running from, like, you're standing up in front of the police. I just have your package. That's all I'm here for. Or you either just throw it over the fence and just take off running.
What else are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Rika is real.
Yeah.
We are so paranoid now as a country for anyone coming on our property.
That's right.
That's exactly right. And yet we order everything
through online.
How long have you been a FedEx driver, Rika?
I've been doing this about 4 years. You know, I kind of switch between Amazon and FedEx. I get tired of Amazon. Okay, I go back to FedEx. I get tired of FedEx. I go back to Amazon.
Interesting.
Yeah. Do you have plenty of time built in to use the bathroom? Because we've also heard of FedEx drivers and Amazon drivers saying we just don't even have any time.
No, you never. It's either no time or no bathroom at all. So it's either you hold it. Oh, you just pop a squat somewhere, one of the two.
That's it.
Had that.
That's what we've seen. We've seen them pop a squat. You have to do what you have to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
That's right.
Now, Rika, we don't know how old you are, and we're certainly not going to ask, but do you think you'll be driving in 5 years, 10 years?
Oh, yeah. This is building me up to get my CDLs. I'm tired of running from dogs. I can't, you know what I'm saying? I'm only, I'm not getting younger. I'm getting older, and I ain't going to be able to run from dogs for so much, especially those little ankle biters.
That's right. It's the ankle
That's
biters.
The worst one.
Driving
it's the ankle biters. And you can't see them, you just hear them. And they'll just come up from under your truck, and you jumping over them like you're running from a hurdle and stuff like that.
How many times do the owners come out and start yelling, "He's sweet"?
Yeah.
He's sweet.
They don't. They just looking out the window at you, run away, jump on their cars and everything. They're not coming outside. They just want you to drop the package.
Man, you got to feel. I'll tell you what Chris Dim does, and maybe I should do it this year. Are you appreciative at the holidays when people leave, like, snacks and water bottles and treats out for you?
Oh, yes. And maybe, like, just take just one. So I just go back to my truck, grab another package, and then just come back and take another one.
I don't put restrictions on it. I say take whatever you want.
Yeah, who can blame you, you know? I mean, you got a hard job. That's a tough job, isn't it?
Yes, man. Yes, lifting and everything. And it's always the people with the heaviest packages. Just take one. Your package was 100 pounds. I think I deserve 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe.
That's exactly right. She's right. And Biggie says there's something interesting about your birthday as well. I guess it's coming up, what, next month?
Yes, it's actually on Father's Day. And no, I do not know who my father is.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Oh, man.
So her birthday's on Father's Day. She does not know who her father is. Okay.
Unusual celebration.
Have you ever tried to find him? Have you ever tried to go find your father?
Yeah, I tried to reach out to Oprah a couple of times, but I'm just waiting on her to get back to me.
She's the one that can take care of that for you.
She's the one who can do anything.
No, no question about that. Unfortunately, she hasn't. Who's your favorite member of this program?
I'm sorry, y'all, but it got to be Biggie because he, Chris Kelly, he got to come back from you every single time.
I know he does.
You try to body shame him, and he got even better comeback.
That's exactly
right.
He's got a quick wit. That's exactly right. Well, are you working today, or you got plans for the weekend?
Yeah. Actually, I'm taking me and my whole family. We're going to see Final Destination tonight.
Oh, man.
Hey, cool.
We've heard one review that it was very good.
Yeah, it's supposedly.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Are you a fan of horror movies?
Yes, I love horror movies. Every single one of them.
Me too.
I was telling my girlfriend yesterday, like, the best two sequels are Saw and Final Destination. I've never seen one that was bad, ever.
There you have it.
How about that?
She loves them both and all the sequels. I need to see Saw. I've never seen any of those movies.
Yeah.
And I hear how great, because I love a slasher movie myself.
Yes. That's best one you ever seen, ever.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take your advice, Rika. What a pleasure to have you on the line today. Be careful of the dogs out there now.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Y'all have a good one.
You too. There she goes.
Rika, keeping it real for the rest of us.
She was totally keeping it real, wasn't she?